In the book of Galatians, chapter 1, and verse 8, Paul said, "Though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." Paul's curse is nothing in comparison to God's curse. Paul says in the third chapter of this same book that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. And then Paul goes on to speak further about the gospel that he had preached to them. He said, "I certify you, brothers, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, neither received I it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. When it pleased God," Paul says, "who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathens, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia." From the outset, Paul wanted them to understand that his authority was from God, not from man, and that the gospel that he preached to them was not a human or a man-made message. This message was not of men, because Paul had not received it of man, nor was he taught of men. The source of his gospel, nor the method by which he received it, was human. Most Christian teachers, even in Paul's day, had been taught by other men, but he was not. Instead, the gospel which Paul preached came by the revelation of Jesus Christ. He said, "You have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equal in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my father. But when it pleased God," I like that, "when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace." Paul is saying here, God called me before I was born to be a preacher to the Gentiles. Paul never set himself forth for the job of an apostle as a preacher of the gospel. It was God that put Paul forward for the job, and he did it on the Damascus Road while Paul was still a Jesus-hating, Christian-persecuting Pharisee, trying to get rid of all of those who were following Christ. So Paul is saying here, God chose me before I was born to be an apostle to the Gentiles. I did not want to be an apostle. I didn't even want to be a Christian. I hated the Christian. The fact that Paul is a Christian and an apostle to the Gentiles is utterly unexplainable from any human standpoint. The grace of God works among those that we see unworkable. The grace of God touches the untouchable. The grace and love of God touches the unlovable. Aren't you glad for the grace of God? The grace of God that was extended to us while we were sinners, dead in our sins and trespasses, without God or his Son, with no hope in this world. Oh, thank God for that grace. His grace reaches the unreachable. His hands touch the untouchable. His love loves the unlovable. And he has called us to do the same thing today. Paul cannot be considered a radical independent. Even though Paul did not seek to please men, Paul knew that if he allowed himself to be placed in bondage to the opinions of men, he could no longer be a free servant of Christ. If he had to make a choice between pleasing men and pleasing God, his choice was not in question.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.